There are fairies at the bottom of our garden. Now it's not the very...
We have turrets, we have a huge gate, all brightly coloured, all the components you need for a fairy castle. But it's not very often you see a fairy castle in Derry.
There's a little wood with moss in it and beetles.
I'm Phil Ruddock. I've designed this, and myself and Tommy are building this fairy castle, and it's beautiful and pink and it's all very lovely.
Do you often build fairy castles?
No, we usually build horror sets.
But they do! Yeah.
How do you go from horror to fairy tales?
We came up with a design a couple of months ago. It's a castle, but it's also a tricycle. There's going to be a huge bike built into it. So I'll be riding the castle, and Thomas's daughter will be the princess on top.
Every little girl's dream.
Course,
and some big girls' dreams too.
Yep. I am Thomas Galton.
So I would imagine if you're a fairy princess, this beautiful cathedral-style window, where will she be?
She will be on top of the tower, looking down at the dirty rascals.
Like Rapunzel.
Of course. And letting her hair down and taking selfies, no doubt.
We hope she's gone ahead for heights.
Yes, she certainly has.
The really beautiful thing about this castle, though, Phil, is that it incorporates some of the city's history.
We've included the Fairy Key Gate. I was going to say Fairy Key Gate because that's kind of partly... this whole thing was based on wordplay and ideas. So we'd been discussing the Fairy Key Gate and we wanted to get that into it. So we've built these crenellated castles, which are part of the city walls, as well as the arch. So the arch at the front and the back are based on the Fairy Key Gate. So the castle has become the Fairy Key Castle.
Now, did you know that they could sit upon a moonbeam? Did you?
It's not often you associate St. Patrick with fairies. Are you a bit away with the fairies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the thing. I mean, Tommy and I have both been around. We've been all over the place. So I've been doing Paddy's Day for years and years and years. I think you have as well. You've been doing it in various forms for years. So I don't think St. Patrick walked around in green and gold robes. So
you think he had a team of fairies behind him?
Exactly, there was a big team of fairies. Well, there has to be. I mean, behind every great saint, you need a couple of good fairies.
They all stand up and sing when the fairy king and queen come.
It should look like a beautiful toy, a beautiful life-size toy castle.
Glitter?
There will be glitter. There will be glitter. There will be much glitter. I think in 2006 or 2007, I did the Special Olympics. And we used 40 kilos of glitter on that. That was some big box of glitter. So I've loved glitter ever since then. I'm still picking it out of my hair, and that was nearly 10 years ago.
Thousands of people are expected into the city centre on Thursday. What do you hope they take away?
Hopefully the sunshine, and hopefully everyone has a good time.
We want people to look at this and laugh and have a hilarious time. Along with the entire parade, it should be about walking away with this, with your troubles in your back pocket and just knowing that the day was great and everyone had a wonderful time. So that's what we're doing. It's a big scary world out there at the moment, so hopefully this is a bit of the nice stuff. This is what we dream of.
Oh, are those fairies at the bottom of our garden?